You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Sitar Rock you were listening to before. And before that, we heard Two from Moana and the Tribe. And before that, we heard Toku Reo from Moana and the Tribe. Aww. No better person to talk to right now than Moana Moniapoto, who's on the line with us. How are you doing?
Oh, kia ora. I'm doing very well, thank you.
I think the first question I wanted to start with today, and I think a very important question for the times we're in right now, is just basically, kei te pea koe. How are you doing?
Kei te tēnō pai, I hīkoi ahau I tēnei wiki. I'm feeling really amped and uplifted, actually. I went on the hīkoi, and as one of my friends, that is like a rongoā, you know. I think it was so choice to be surrounded by such positivity, and everybody was like in a good mood. We were smiling, we were laughing, the bridge was swaying, we all felt we'd been out for late night. and, you know, but it was all kaupapa driven.
Yep.
Heaps of Māori, Pākehā, you know, third cultures. So, yeah, I'm actually feeling good.
You're so right. And that's, I think, the perfect segue. And I do want to talk about the new album. It's really beautiful. But also, I think the hīkoi is there too. And the Indigenous solidarity from so many different groups is kind of like the center or the ethos of the album too. Can you speak a little bit about the importance of that?
Well, I mean, when my band and I have travelled around the world, we've always reached out to different Indigenous communities, particularly those who've been marginalised through colonisation. So it's kind of like those experiences where you look at each other and you're like, same, same, not much different, you know, different reo, different costumes and tikanga, but the same kind of values. And so I just wanted to, and when we've travelled, we've always invited up someone like an established vocalist to jump up on stage with us, usually on tahi, kia ko tahi rā, and to sing and perform. So then I want to translate that into collaborations for an album. And I mean, it was a big mission, but I love it, eh? I really love it.
I love it too. I think it's such a beautiful kaupapa. Six different Indigenous cultures brought into one album together. It's really amazing. How did you reach out to these artists? Because I know you've spoken a little bit about performing with some of them, but how did you reach out to them and ask them to do this?
So some of them I've known over the years, like Marty Boyne, who's a very well-known, iconic Sami artist, and Shelley Morris, who I have performed with in Australia at the Sydney Opera House and in Scotland and places. Megan Henderson, also from Scotland, and Komaka Iwa, Kanaka Ole, who's Hawaiian, who I met like 20 years ago when our groups were performing in Athens. So they were known. The ones that weren't known, actually the only one that wasn't known was Inka Mbing, because I met Yanni Lawson in Canada, in Toronto, but I had struggled with a native Taiwanese. There's 16 tribes up there, I think. Actually, Patty and I went up there far out. We went up there to record one woman, and then we met up with her, and she said, "Oh, yeah, I see you." And we're like, what? And our wires got crossed, but she wasn't available that weekend. We had flown up there. Jesus, oh, I had a meltdown. And then we had to go back later on the year to meet this other woman who wasn't there fussed about the music once we played it to her, because she couldn't handle Patty's cool grooves. She just wanted to do a cappella, so it took all my persuasive diplomatic powers to get her on board. She was very tūturu, wahine, but then, you know, when I explained how the language was taken away from us and all that, she sort of was down with the kaupapa and got into it, and she sounds awesome.
Yeah, the album is awesome and such a cool kaupapa, and as much space as you give for, like, you know, mana wahine to shine, as well there's space for mana tāne. Back up. You worked with Scotty Morrison and Patty Black, like you just talked about on the album. Can you talk a little bit about the collaboration with those two?
Scotty Morrison has been around since I had the Moor Hunters. He was a haka man, and then we collaborated on, this is my sixth album, so I think he was on Far and Rima. I think we got him singing and performing. He's written beautiful songs that include Big Haka, but also there was a beautiful waiata we wrote about the 28th Māori Battalion called Pai o Te Riri, which I'm thinking about because I went to bomb Gilly's Tangi. Was it this week? Oh, sorry, I don't know how you stop those things. And so I got him, you know, in the back room at my whare, and Paddy Free was there with his recording equipment, said, come on, Scotty, step up now. And, you know, he sounds lovely. I really love it. You know, he sings on the, he kind of chants on the, well, he whispers very seductively on the My Air song with Megan. And it's very calming. You know, I've found that as I'm having a meltdown because of the politics, I sort of, now that we're on Spotify and I can actually just like push a button, I listen to the first and the last tracks and they calm me down.
I love that, especially for an album that has so many like electronic elements and is upbeat in ways. There's the textures, the sonic textures of this album are amazing. Like the breathing on Toku Reo, how did that come about? We like add the breath onto it.
Oh, I don't know. You know, it's kind of Tonga Puro and there's, you know, Paddy, we've worked with Horomona Horo and James Webster. So he's got a huge love for Tonga Puro and he just is able to create these sound beds. And so for most of the songs, we experimented on them in the studio. Like we made them up as we were going along. So Scotty gave me the lyrics. Then I'd just kind of like start bouncing around with melodies and then Paddy would go, yeah, that's cool. Oh, no, that one sucks. He's not that blatant. You know, then have another go.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he kind of picked the bits and we'd play around with what might be a kind of a chorus line. And they're not, you know, they're not verse, chorus, verse, whatever. Ātahu is like, it's all over the place with kind of spoken word and then chanting and, you know, it really resonates with me. I think I started off in the music world where you had to do a 3-minute song and that was it.
Yeah.
And then I hooked up with Paddy and he does like 7 minutes if I let him.
He's a real genius, that guy. We had him up here speaking about one of the plays he did sound design on and I was just enthralled with him.
He's neat. Yeah. He's done, so for my current affairs show, Te Ao with Moana, he did the music for the, you know, opening titles and stuff like that.
I love that track. Yeah.
And he's done, we did Not Alone, and he did music for a documentary my partner Toby did on Heck Busby, Whetū Marama, which has traveled the world, and it's just beautiful, you know. Yeah, he's neat, and he's fun to work with.
Yeah.
He's real crazy, you know.
It's important. It's so important. I did kind of want to ask about, you touched on it, I guess, this music has been coming for you at this current time, but what do you think the best way is to enjoy or approach this album? Like, do you think take your time, sit down, listen to it? Are you on the bus? Where are we listening to this to enjoy it the best?
Well, you know, I actually enjoy it on the motorway.
Yeah.
I'm on the Northwestern motorway. She's packed out and I'm cruising along listening to it. I put, sometimes if I'm feeling a little bit stressed out, which seems to be more lately, I put Ayoana, the first track, on as I'm about to go to sleep. And when I'm trying to knock the moko out at night, I put it on for him.
Oh, I love.
Yeah, it's nice, actually. And then when I want to feel amped up, which is easy too, I put on the song 2.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, with Yanni doing it, which sounds really cool. So, you know, there's a kind of a vibe for each song. And they're all, what I love about Scotty is that we talked about how each song, he wanted to be inspired by karakia. And so he's written these lyrics. These are new lyrics, but they're inspired by karakia. And each song has got a theme. So he's like, Ayoana is like a lullaby before you go to sleep. My ear is to calm sort of a troubled mind. Toku Reo is kind of representing the chattering of the gods that gave birth to the reo, and how, you know, it's a celebration and a tribute to our language. And 2 is about the tohi, which, you know, my daughter who's 16, when she was, instead of being baptized into a church, we took her to a lake, to Lake Taupo, and had one of our kaumātua do a karakia over and sprinkle her with water. And, you know, that's a traditional way. So, to give a child strength. So they're just beautiful, the way he's written the reel. But, you know, it's kind of a little bit tricky to duplicate when I do it live. But I'm a bit triggered by that. It's like, oh, shit, I don't want to get it wrong.
I bet I did actually want to ask about that to just to wrap up. Live performances, where can we come and see you live? Is there plans in the work to do a live show?
I should have thought about that, eh? You know, I sort of felt like, oh my God, what a dumbo. We've been working on this album for so long because the logistics have been torturous. And then, you know, like you work on its vinyl, its CD, which I didn't know was still a happening thing. So there's all that stuff. And then, you know, doing the media stuff. And then I look around and my mate John Toogood is out there doing a tour and someone else is releasing an album. They've got gigs and I'm thinking, oh no, I forgot that other bit. Patty and I are going to plot things for next year. It's kind of hard to bring my whole band together because they've always been all over the blooming country. So we're going to reversion ourselves, make it smaller, and pitch a few gigs here in Aotearoa, but particularly overseas, and see how we go. Because Patty and I have played in Finland and Taiwan and places like that, and it's actually quite, it's quite, it's a lot more simple than taking 10 band members away, though it's not as much fun, and I love it. But you know, it's a bit hard case when you're on the road with haka guys and hip rappers and God knows what.
Yeah, that's so true. Thank you so much for joining us, Moana. I actually did want to ask one more question. Any
Yeah.
whakaaro or anything to leave us with to kind of, I don't know, bring the energy in or lift up the wairua on this Friday?
Oh, you know, I think that as we're in a very toxic kind of political phase here in Aotearoa, one of the things that I'm holding on to is that Māori always have played the long game. We're not dictated to by political cycles. And there's a growing number of tangata tiriti, people, Pākehā, Asian community, whatever, that embrace te tiriti as a way forward. And so I sort of think about, like, my sister was down at Rotorua today getting ready for the hīkoi, and she says, oh, they're playing Treaty, you know, a song we wrote, oh my God, 90s. They're playing it over the speakers. And so I always think we're playing a long game, and all of us are, and you can't stop a movement. There's a movement underway, and those of us know where to draw the line. We're excited by the future, and we're not going to let a bunch of party poopers and plonkers stop us.
Ain't that the truth? Heard it
It's
from the goat herself, Moana Mani Awatoa. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll listen to Are You Anō.
Thank you very much.
You
Kia
have a good
ora.
rest of your day.
Thank you.
I want to
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.